tensions over the situation around Ukraine can be de-escalated very quickly if Kyiv agrees to a few points. Arms supplies to Ukraine must be stopped. Western military advisors and instructors must be recalled. Joint exercises of the armed forces of Ukraine and NATO member states must be terminated. And weapons previously provided to Kyiv must be withdrawn from the Ukrainian territory, spokesperson of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Russian Federation Maria Zakharova said at a briefing. She added that in order to strengthen regional security in the broader context, NATO must, among other things, give up the open door policy. At the same time, Kyiv must restore a neutral non-aligned status. Zakharova also expressed the dissatisfaction of the Russian Federation with the start of large-scale command and staff exercises of the armed forces of Ukraine, during which the use of NLAW anti-tank missile systems, Javelin systems, and Bayraktar Turkish drones will be practiced. Meanwhile, on Thursday, 10 February, joint military exercises, Union Determination, began in Belarus, for which Russia redeployed about 30,000 troops and weapons. According to the Russian Defense Ministry, the purpose of the maneuvers is to practice the tasks of preventing and repelling external aggression in the course of conducting a defensive operation, countering terrorism, and protecting the interests of the Union state. Bohdan Marushak,